With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
They said it would never happen. It's this Saturday at 4 o'clock. The Orange playing their final regular season home game. North Carolina coming to the Dome. And former SU great, Greece Athena grad, John Wallace will have his number 44 retired here to talk about that and more. Head coach of Syracuse men's basketball, Jim Boeheim, joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Coach, let's just start with John. 1996, what a special year. What are your memories of John that year in 96 going back?
You know, he was such a great player all 4 years for us. He really lifted our program during a tough time. He's probably one of, probably the most important recruit we ever got. We really were desperate. We didn't have a lot of players. He came in, was our go-to guy. And in 96, he took a team, you know, a pretty average team, really. He took us to the last game, and if we hadn't been playing a team like Kentucky with eight NBA players on it, I think we would have beaten anybody else in the country. We beat, you know, Kansas out in Denver with a real pro-Kansas crowd, number one seed, and Mississippi State, really great team. He was just phenomenal, you know, made game-winning passes in the Georgia game, unbelievable pass. Then he made the three-point shot to win the game. But he was consistent all year long, 20-some points, 8-10 rebounds. Really amazing year. But he had a great career here, and then, you know, obviously finished it off, you know, helping us get to the final game in 1996.
Coach Jim Boeheim, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Coach, we see guys like John Wallace, Roosevelt Bowie, Derek Coleman, Carmelo Anthony. Many of the guys stay connected to the program. You got the group of the alums led by Eric Devendorf that plays in the basketball tournament named their team after you. When you look back, is the relationship that you have with all of your former players one of the things that you're most proud of?
Yeah, you know, I'm so happy to see these guys. I see them all the time. We see them on the road, or they come in and for a weekend during the year, and then sometimes we see them in the summertime. They come back at our elite camp, work at our elite camp. It's one thing about coaching in the same place for a long period of time. You have a lot of guys, you have a lot of kind of sons that come back, and you see, and it's fun to see them, see how successful they've been out in the world, how they've really learned a lot in college and gone on to be successful. That's a great feeling.
Jim Boeheim, our guest here in the sports bar. John Wallace will have his 44 retired, 4 p.m. to tip Saturday against North Carolina. Coach, we like to say that John is the best player ever to come out of Rochester. I'm sure we could have a fun debate with that. But I think most of our audience knows that you're also a guy from Section 5 out of Lyons. Jim, do you still consider yourself a Rochesterian / Section 5 guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you know, always when you grow up there and you play there, you think that way for life for sure. It was great to grow up in that area and to play in Rochester in the tournaments, and it was great. It was the way I started my basketball journey, and I didn't think I'd still be in it this year at this date, but it's been a great journey, and it all started there having a great high school coach, Dick Blackwell and Lions, and then you know, being able to go on to Syracuse. It's been a great journey, and you know, John Wallace was a great part of it.
You're Orange at 15-12 now, Coach. Win the ACC tournament, you're in. Anything short of that, what would your argument be to the committee as to why Syracuse should receive one of those at-large bids?
Well, we got to win a lot of games. It's not something I'm thinking about at this point. We've won. The only really good thing we've done in the kind of a very, very average, below average season is we've won four games in the league away from home, and we have three more league games on the road. So sometimes they look at that and think you're a good road team. That helps you a little bit. There's a couple teams, I'm not going to talk about other teams, but in conferences that have won one road game the whole year. So I think the committee looks at that. You know, it's something that's helpful, but we have to win a lot of games, and we know that. We had great opportunities at Florida State, controlled the game late, and Clemson late. We just couldn't quite get it done. Our big guys have gotten so much foul trouble this year, it's been very difficult. But this team has battled as hard as any team I've ever had. They've worked as hard and played as hard and tried as hard. We've had a couple come from behind wins that were incredible. And, you know, we've lost a couple close games, but we've won a bunch of close games. We just, in the bottom line is we just haven't been good enough inside this year. And we would need to win all these games and then win in the ACC tournament to have a reasonable chance. But the problem is the bubble is crazy. I think our league's getting so a little bit short. You know, Notre Dame's got a decent record, 17-10, and they beat UCLA on a neutral court. It might even be at UCLA by a lot, and UCLA is being considered, Notre Dame's not. So there's some anomalies out there that look crazy. I mean, our league, for our league to only be, we got three teams in the top 10. So, I mean, these other teams are getting beat by pretty good teams. So I think we're a 5 or 6 bid league, and if we're not, something's wrong. I think NC State should be in. I think Virginia's definitely in, and I think you know, somebody else could get in on a run. But it's hard for me to think that 80-90% of some leagues are getting in the tournament. It doesn't make sense. And it doesn't. When you look at teams play, the eye test doesn't hold that up. But we have to play better. And we have to win a lot of games down the stretch to even think about the NCAA tournament.
A few more minutes with Coach Jim Boeheim as we're looking ahead. You just kind of grazed on this a little bit. With the team you have this year, you've had more talented teams certainly at Syracuse, but your guys are hanging in there. As a coach, getting the most out of a team, I would imagine there are teams that you liked that maybe didn't get as many wins as, say, a Final Four team. But as far as getting a team to their potential, how much more out of this current group do you think they need to go to reach their potential, Coach?
Well, I mean, the foul problem has been a big issue. I've done a bad job recruiting physical guys inside. We need a couple physical guys inside. You know, and obviously that's all recruiting. That's on me. I got to do better there. But we just haven't been physical enough inside in some situations. And the big guys that we do have committed some really bad fouls that you just would think they could avoid. But at the end of the day, this team is getting, they're doing everything they can. I'm proud of our teams. We at Syracuse fight to the end. We get the most out of our team, mostly in terms of looking back at teams. But this team easily could have given up the other night. We weren't doing anything well and playing a pretty good Georgia Tech team, won a couple straight. And it just dug in there and found a way back in the game. But, you know, against Wake Forest, we had three guys bow out. We're playing three guards, which we've never done, and we're down 4, and we come back and win the game. So, I mean, this team fights. They're going to try. If they're not quite good enough, that's, you know, on me. I've got to recruit better. But they're doing everything they can, and I'm happy for that.
Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim, our guest for a couple more minutes here on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Coach, game on Wednesday night against Pitt. Want to get your quick thought on that. What has to happen for the team to pick up the W on Wednesday?
Well, we had a big lead against them here, and they got it back to 3 points, so they know that they can play with us. And they're a difficult team to play. They've got some really good young players. They beat Florida State down there at Pittsburgh. They're, you know, not many teams have beat Florida State this year. Very difficult team to play down there. So, you know, like every game in this league, there's nothing going to be easy. It's going to be a difficult game, and you just got to try to figure out a way to win the game. But that's what we have to do every game we play now.
Coach, one last thought here, and certainly the Dome is not available after the North Carolina game, and we don't want an NIT bid. You don't want an NIT bid. But let me just throw this out there. If you need a place to host a game, I know a place that really loves the Orange that's just 2 blocks away from where we're recording this right now. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I mean, we love it up there. We'd love to come there. So I guarantee you we'd sell out up there if we were in the NIT, and that would be a fun atmosphere to play in. You know, whatever happens, happens if we're in that tournament. We're in it, you know. And you make the best out of what happens to you. You don't sit around complaining about not being something or not doing this. We have a whole bunch of young guys. You know, obviously, everybody on our team is coming back. We've got a bunch of freshmen. Any games, any practices they have at the end of the year would be good for them. With a veteran team, you certainly wouldn't like to be in the NIT, but with a team like this, with a bunch of young guys coming back, every game, I think, does help you, and more practices help you. So we would love to play. Whether they would let us play in Rochester or not, I don't even know how the NIT would work that, but we would certainly be open to that. The other part of it is, if you had to go on the road, it's a tougher environment for the younger players. It's a good learning experience for them, and we'll see what happens at the end of the day.
Yep, self-proclaimed Section 5 guy, Jim Boeheim, Syracuse men's basketball head coach, joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Coach, it was a pleasure having you on with us this afternoon. Hope we get the chance to do it again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim making his inaugural visit into the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. I hope we have the chance to do that again soon.
They're coming here, aren't they? I mean, that's the takeaway I got out of that. Like, where else are they going to go if you get a home NIT game? He's not going to forfeit the opportunity to host in the NIT.
Are there better options?
The On Center in Syracuse. You can't fit as many. Are you going to Albany? They've got their arena out there, whatever they call it, the Pepsi Center, yeah. I think. That seats, what, 15?
Yeah, but you would argue that the fan base for Syracuse in Albany pales to the fan base for Syracuse in Rochester.
100%.
So it should be Rochester. If you're not going to go On Center, which would, I mean, I would imagine that's their first choice, right? Let's keep it in Syracuse. If we had to go anywhere, let's do it there. But, yeah, why not Rochester? Let's get more people. Let's bring in more eyeballs. Why not? I like it.
Nobody's shooting this down. When I asked John Wildhack after our interview last week, he said, well, we got to make sure we get NCAA clearance on that. Okay, for the venue? We know 100% it's a clear venue, because if you have Bonaventure coming in, they'd certainly be okay with Syracuse coming in. But the reality is, I'm kind of shocked that Boeheim went down that road as much as he did, talking about what it would mean in the NIT and going on the road in the NIT. I mean, I felt I was asking a taboo question, okay? Because the objective still here is obviously get to the NCAA tournament, obviously try to get to the ACC final and make it difficult on the committee.
Right, but didn't you hear, you know, and I heard it, he mentioned it a couple of times through the course of our conversation, that he needs to do a better job recruiting.
Yeah, the middle's soft. Louisville just destroyed them. I mean, if you find anybody, look what Duke did to them. I mean, any team that has a 5 and a 4 worth their weight, you're going to lose to if you're Syracuse. So this is a flawed Syracuse team, but he's getting the most out of this team. I'll say that. I figured, all right, this team is going to lay down Georgia Tech. No, they came back and won against Georgia Tech, and let's see what they do in Pitt Wednesday night.
I like that. That was a fun conversation. We'll get that for you on demand through the radio.com app, ESPNRochester.com. And we'll also play that again during happy hour in case you came in late or if you missed it altogether. Jim Boeheim, Syracuse men's basketball coach, joining us here in the Sports Bar as we're prepared to honor John Wallace on Saturday. That's going to be a lot of fun.
John Wallace is coming in the Sports Bar tomorrow, too.
Come on.
Yeah, so John Wallace, Greece Athena. Was he the same class as Sandy over there?
I don't know the same class, but I know she went to school there at the same time that he was playing ball there. Maybe a year. What year did he graduate? Was he 90?
All right, let me work my way back. 96, 90. Well, if he was on, he was senior at Syracuse in 96 and 92.
So she was in 94. So she was.
She would have been there. Yeah,
she was there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We've got Jason Bottrell scheduled to speak to the media here in about 15 minutes. So right around the top of the hour. So we want to make sure we have plenty of time to get his comments on today and the NHL trade deadline. The Sabres active, making a couple of moves and acquiring a couple of new players to their roster in hopes of, you know, somebody, I can't remember who did it. I'm not going to be able to attribute it to him, but the Sabres today, buyers and sellers. I kind of like the way that he played it, in that they were making acquisitions, and Cahoon is an acquisition that could pay off, you know, in the short term and the long term.
Simmons is a rental,
and you were able to unload a couple of pieces that, let's face it, one specifically, didn't want to be here.
Yeah, I'm not broken up about Rodriguez.
Now, and Sherry's married to the niece of Sullivan. In Pittsburgh. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he wants to be in Pittsburgh. That's where he made hay. That move makes a lot of sense.
More ways than one.
Yes. So we got that coming up here at the top of the hour. Before that, some time for takes. It is, I'll drink to that. We give you some takes. Wrap your mind around them. Agree, disagree. You're always welcome to join us at 454-ESPN, 454-3776. While I was on vacation, Gene, I had a lot of thoughts. I disconnected from sports almost entirely, but even then, I wasn't able to avoid all of the noise around the Astros sign-stealing scandal.
How could you? Now it's become mainstream. This is you don't have, non-sports people know about this. I'm going to give you my take more on Boeheim and this possibility the Orange could be in Rochester. Also, while you were gone, Danger, and this barely got a blip, but I think it is interesting. Ed Oliver on a ski slope. What are you doing? I guess he could, but not for me. There's a story that's even bigger today. Regards to Madison Bumgarner. It's actually kind of funny.
All right, we'll get to that and more next. I'll drink to that on the Sports Bar. Jason Bottrell coming up around 4 o'clock here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.